My friend, God makes the rules about human sexuality, and no decision of the Supreme Court, no decision of the Congress, no matter what our society might say, changes God's mind.
Hello, and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. In the first part of tonight's message heard last week, Pastor Brian Grant shared how that, in spite of all the drama going on in the Church of Jesus Christ, the Church, the assembled people of Christ and its institutions remain critically important in this day and age. The first of three reasons why the Church is critically important is because the message of the cross is the only message of salvation. This evening, we will hear two more reasons why the Church is critically important today. Here again is Pastor Grant with part two of Is the Church Critically Important Today?
My friend, I want you to know that God has spoken, and whatever sexual sin you might be into, you may be committing sexual sin with people of the same sex or people of the other sex. Listen, God still calls it sin, and God is going to judge us unless we repent and change our ways. Amen? Amen. But thank God there is a remedy for sin. Because, boy, I tell you, there was no remedy. We'd all be in trouble. But 1 John 1:7 tells us that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from what? Cleanses us from not just a few sin, but hallelujah, it cleanses us from all sin. And no matter what you have done or I have done, thank God for the cross. These folks in Corinth, despite their bad history, despite the fact that they were extortioners and carjackers, they may have been hijacking buggies. Regardless of what they were hijacking, the blood of Jesus had cleansed them. And look at what happens here. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. The apostle said, and such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified. Sanctified has the idea that God has made you holy. Listen, you were sanctified, you were justified, meaning you were declared righteous in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, our past is not what counts. Some folks like to go looking down their noses at other people because of their past. Listen, the past doesn't matter, because when we're under the blood of Jesus has washed away all our sin. Hallelujah. And we are righteous. God declares us righteous. He justifies us. He sanctifies us. And he makes us fit for heaven. Hallelujah for the blood. The blood still works. A few years ago, I spoke at a conference in New York City, and I challenged a congregation to share God's message of love with their community. It was in Harlem. Two ladies in the congregation took me so seriously, took God so seriously, that as soon as they left church, they started witnessing. And they'd only gone half a block when they ran into this young man, a man in his 30s, and they started a conversation, and eventually got to share the message of the love of God and God's offer of eternal salvation, God's offer of forgiveness. And this young man was so broken before God, he knelt right there at 133rd Street and Lenox in Harlem. He didn't care who was watching. At 133rd and Lenox, that young man, he knelt down and he prayed and he received Jesus Christ as his Savior. And after that, they brought him, because I was still at the church, they brought him so I could meet him. And he shared with me. He said, you know, I turned my back on the church and God, as far as I was concerned, that was not for me. And he said, I have tried everything out there, everything I've tried, but I'm still empty. But I'm so happy to know that Jesus still loved me, and that he he's willing to save me. And now he's looking forward to living a life with God. Listen, thank God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the message of the cross, is the only message that can give us salvation. Amen. Oh, I wish more of us would be willing to share it. If we got this message, why are we keeping it just inside the church? First, the message of the cross is critically important because it is the only message of salvation. But second, the church is critically important because the message of the cross is the only pathway to God's wisdom. It's the only pathway to God's wisdom. 1 Corinthians, and back in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19 says, "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe." Many people believe that the message of the cross and the Bible are both foolishness. But the truth is, the wisdom of the world is foolishness. You know, for years, the famous atheist is now dead, Richard Dawkins, and others in the new atheist movement ridiculed the Bible and told us that if we got rid of the church, it would make the world happier, healthier, and more moral. What a joke. You got to be blind to see that was baloney. You know, a few years ago, we were staying in downtown San Francisco. And when every morning we got up, we noticed that all these drug addicts were so strung out. They were all just lying in front of the hotel. And every morning, they had the cleaning crews to come by to clean the feces and the urine off of the sidewalks. That is what the wisdom of the world led to. Just, and the crazy country. The crazy thing is, we're saying, let's make drugs. Just do it if you want to. Crime around the country is out of control. Am I right about it? In Philadelphia, over 1,500 people have already been shot this year. 1,500. My friend, the world's wisdom is not working. For our world is full of worry, fear, chaos, and disappointment, and things seem to be getting worse every year. But God has a better way. Amen. Look at verse 25. God says here in 1 Corinthians 1:25, "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men." Now, don't believe God has any foolishness, but it's just giving you a comparison. "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." Here's what God is saying. God's wisdom is in a class by itself. Amen. God's wisdom is so superior to worldly wisdom, even secular researchers are often taken by surprise. No, I was blown away when I saw this. In 2019, in an article appearing in the Wall Street Journal, written by Erica Komisar, a well-respected and well-known author and psychoanalyst, she said that parents who don't believe in God often come to her asking her how to talk to children about death. Do you know what she said? She said, "My answer is always the same. I tell the parents to lie." She said, "I tell the parents to lie and to talk to their children as if God exists."
So even though the parent does not believe in God, she says, if you want to help your children deal with death, lie to them and pretend as if God really exists. We know he doesn't, she's saying, but lie anyhow. Let them believe he exists. Now, why would a respected psychoanalyst do that?
Money.
It's not only money. That is a good answer. But there's a better answer. You see, secular researchers have discovered that God's wisdom actually works. Although there is no God, they believe what the Bible says actually works. Listen, research shows that belief in God is good for a child's mental health. You ready for the next part? In her research, Erica Komisar and other researchers have observed that kids who attend church an average of once per week. I couldn't have written anything better myself. Here's this ungodly lady telling us as the Christians the power of the church and the power of the message of God. You ready for what they found out? They discovered that children who go to church an average of once per week were less likely to get involved in drugs, less likely to become sexually active at an early age, less likely to be involved in risky sexual behavior, but more likely to have a high level of happiness and more likely to have a sense of purpose. Parents, isn't that some of what you would like to see for your kids? The church is critically important, for the gospel we preach provides the only pathway to God's wisdom, and God's wisdom is in a class by itself, and it's time the believers in Jesus Christ start embracing God's wisdom 100% rather than treating it like some fruit we eat. We take some part and we don't like that part. We spit it out. And that's what sadly is happening in the Christian church. We take the parts we want to and we discard the parts we don't want to. But God's wisdom is in a class by itself. The gospel we preach provides the only pathway to God's wisdom. I want to put a verse of scripture on the screen. I'm going to put it in the New Living Translation. We know the verse very well. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And here's what the word of God says. It says, could you read it with me? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Let's read it again. And I want you, as we read this, Christian, oh, I know if you're not saved, you're not doing this. But Christians, I want, as we read this, is this really true of you? Let's go again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. With what? With what? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in what? In all you do. And he will show you which path to take. You know, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. The word of God commands us not to forsake coming to church. But despite that, some Christians argue they can get all the spiritual nourishment they need online. I just want to back up a little, because my Christian brothers, and I'm speaking to some of my friends who are not even here today, but you're watching the message. My brothers and sisters, it's time we start believing God and holding on to God's wisdom. If God says not to forsake the assembling of ourselves, let's obey him.
Don't keep arguing that you can get what you need online because you cannot. In fact, isn't that amazing? The secular researchers have found out that what God said is true. The secular research is saying that bringing the children to church at least once a week makes a difference in their lives. My brothers and sisters, parents, I beg you, it is time to start paying attention and obeying God's word rather than depending on your own understanding. Young people, young adults, teenagers, let's take God seriously. And by the way, we miss this. One of the reasons why it's so important to bring the kids to church is not only because of what may be taught, but because of what may be caught. Are you with me? The church I grew up in, there was a gentleman by the name of Burley Adair, and he was a factory worker with limited education. But Brother Pearly Adair had a passion for God. He worked a factory job, and I tell you, he worked in the factory all day. He was a preacher of the gospel. He would work all day, hard work in the factory. He'd end his job. He would drive sometimes 2 hours to some church in a rural part of Jamaica to preach the gospel because he was running gospel crusades while he had his factory job. Can you imagine that? Drive 2 hours to preach, drive 2 hours back home, back at work in the morning, work all day, 2 hours to preach, 2 hours back home, back at work. Do you know what I caught? I caught what it meant to be passionate about the things of God. A lot of what the children pick up about marriage is because of how they see some of the husbands treating their wives. Some people come from homes where there is no father. They pick up how things should be. They pick up God's order. And they say, wow, wouldn't that be wonderful for me one day to grow up and be a man of God and walk with God? Young parents, don't deprive your children the privilege not only of being taught, but of having the privilege to catch some of these things that God wants them to catch. Okay, I better hurry along. The church is important because the message of the cross is the only message of salvation. But secondly, the church is important because the message of the cross is the only pathway to God's wisdom. And finally, the church is critically important because through the message of the cross, God empowers the least of us. 1 Corinthians chapter 26, 1 chapter 1, verse 26. And here's how it reads. It says, For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the cross. Praise God for the message of the cross. It's able to transform anyone. It can transform that corporate executive, but thank God it can transform con men and gun men and just regular folks like you and me. My friend, no matter who you are, God can save you and empower you to live a life of victory because God is a master at using the least of us. He uses the discards and people who have been accustomed to hearing people say, you will never amount to nothing. Perhaps you've heard people say that to you. Perhaps your parents said that to you. You'll never amount to nothing. But I'm here to tell you that no matter what people have said, God is a master at using the least of us. Amen. There's salvation and forgiveness and hope and peace in the message of the cross. And this message of the cross was summarized so simply. It's the same message we call the gospel, summarized for us so beautifully in John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16, where God said, the word of God says, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Oh, I tell you, I've met a lot of folks who God has just picked up and turned around. You see, God sent his Son, and he died on the cross. Jesus Christ died on the cross to forgive you and me, to cleanse us from all our sin. He was raised from the dead. All power is given to him. And when we come to know Jesus, don't miss this. When we come to know Jesus, the Spirit of God comes to live within us. As the little song says, Christ lives within me. God is living in us. And because God lives in us, only God knows the potential you have. You don't have to let people put you down. You don't have to continue believing you can't amount to nothing, because the message of the cross, God wants to empower any and all of us if we would put our faith and our trust in him. But listen, when God turns your life around, and you know, don't start bragging about what you did, amen? Because he was the one who loved us. We didn't go looking for God. He was the one who loved us. He was the one who hung on the cross. He was the one who rose triumphantly from the grave. And my friend, he is the one who one day is coming back to receive us unto himself. I'm so thankful for the message of the cross. Have you given your life to Jesus yet? That's really the acid test. Have you given your life to Jesus yet? And if you are a born-again believer, have you committed your life to him? Are you living for this Jesus who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think? This God who is able to do amazing things through him. Are you experiencing God's power in your life? Or are you one of those that's just saved and seated? God wants to use you in a mighty way. And today he will do it. If you say, God, I'm saved, but I've not really been seriously committed, but today, take my whole life. My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ, or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-242-5550 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for online worship this Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. at livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. It would be a pleasure to have you as part of our online audience. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.